Briar Lipson is a research fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, and she joins me now. Morning to you, Briar.
Morning, Kate.
Where are we going wrong? You know, is this a modern problem?
Unfortunately, we set out to find that out, to look for some surveys that had been done perhaps over time so we could get a grasp on Kiwis' general knowledge. Obviously, we care about that because citizenship, democracy, civic participation all rely on most of us in the general public having a broad general knowledge so we can engage in debates about climate change and land use and child poverty and housing affordability and so forth. And we were dismayed to find that actually nothing has been done in New Zealand. So sort of studies have been done year after year or every 2 or 3 years in the UK, in Australia, in America, and we actually could find nothing in New Zealand. So, of course, we decided to create our own snapshot of Kiwis' general knowledge. We drew some questions from the surveys done elsewhere. So we have a few questions where there's comparator data. We can compare ourselves with how the Aussies did in these questions. And then the rest, we really just came up with a random sample of questions from history, maths, science, geography, to try and get a snapshot. And as you said, there's some surprising results in there. We actually outperformed British teenagers on knowing whether or not Winston Churchill was a real character, which is quite shocking. But we did well on that question. We also did well on a question about which country was the first to give women the right to vote. And then, of course, at the other end of the spectrum are particularly our math results were really, really concerning. So the most basic question about interest. So what's if you had $100 and you put them in a bank account earning 2% interest in a year? How much money would you expect to have by the end of that year? Assuming, of course, there's no taxes or fees. The answer, anybody following along, is $102. Only 57% of people answered that correctly, which is much less than the OECD average, which was 65%. And in a country like Norway, 80% of the population got that right. It's really concerning that a very basic financial literacy question like that has almost half of the population perplexed in New Zealand.
A lot of people would argue, though, that everything is a click away these days. You know, they can Google it.
If only that were true, Kate. You know, there's so many reasons why. Oh, I can just Google it. Is overly simplistic and very seductive. I can see how for schools it's appealing to think, oh, well, we no longer need to have children memorizing their times tables or learning what the seven continents are or the countries of the world. But unfortunately, that knowledge is so foundational that if you come to Google something and that knowledge is required to understand what you've Googled, immediately you're perplexed. You're not getting Google out every time you go to the supermarket and want to compare the price of two products on the shelf. Imagine trying to bake a cake that's designed for 12 portions and you want to make one for 6, and you don't have that basic skill in your head. You know, it's hard for us to imagine, actually. I'm sure your listeners all would have got 100% on this test. But actually, we have what's called expertise-induced blindness sometimes. It's very easy to forget what life would be like if we didn't have these skills at our fingertips.
No, very
true. Do our children a real disservice if we don't produce an education system that expects all of them to master these really basic skills. And, you know, most of these questions, I would hope that my child would be mastering these things a few years into elementary school. These are not higher level, you know, disciplinary questions about how knowledge is produced in a subject like physics. This is kind of basic knowledge.
Just the basics. Yeah, Briar, I appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining.